You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. You're tuning in to another segment of Friday Features. And today we're chatting with an incredible singer and songwriter and artist, George Paris. But before this special segment, I'd like to thank this episode's sponsor, DistroKid. If you're an artist, songwriter, producer, you name it, you're going to love DistroKid. They're a music distribution service that will get your songs, albums, EPs, and more on the top streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, you name it. And once your songs are on those platforms, you'll collect 100% of your earnings and streaming revenue. That's right, DistroKid will not take a cut. They also have other helpful tools to help you reach a larger audience and make your premieres as legit as they possibly can get. All you have to do is pay a super affordable annual subscription charge. And lucky for you, I have a discount code for 7% off. Use distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra and take your music to a whole new level with DistroKid. Segueing back into today's feature, George Paris is joining us to chat about his upcoming studio album, PBS special, and so much more. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey George, how are you?
Hi Alessandra, I'm well. I'm great actually. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to survive, you know, the snowstorm of New York, I guess, so far of 2022. It's not that bad. It really isn't. I'm just dramatic. But how is it where you are? I know you're in Greece. It must be beautiful right now. So tell us a little bit about that.
I'm luckier than you are. I'm actually in Greece. And it's not warm, but it's not as cold as you are. But I will be in New York in a few days. So I guess I'll be freezing with you in a few days.
That's great. Well, it's actually awful, but you'll see it for yourself and feel the pain. No, New York is great, but you know, COVID and everything, it's just, it keeps getting messier. So we'll see where we're at even in a few days. Speaking of, has COVID impacted you in any way, like with your recording and songwriting process? And I know travel and all that.
Yeah, of course, like every other artist in the world. I mean, when this whole thing started nearly 2 years ago, I canceled everything. I actually spent my first quarantine, I spent it in New York. I was home for 4 or 5 months. Then I came home to Greece. At that point, I decided to cancel all my travels and everything for at least a year. So of course, it affected my work because I couldn't go back and forth. I had to cancel many, many shows, recordings, interviews, you know, like everyone else's world. My world was turned upside down as well. It was inevitable. But hopefully, slowly, we're getting back to track. I mean, I know it's going to take time, but, you know, we have to keep positive.
100%. I feel like we're getting there. Maybe this new variant mess will disappear. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping in like 6 months, we'll be okay.
I am praying to God, the universe, the sea, the sky, the stars, everything you can imagine. I went through the whole thing, so I know what it feels like. Actually, the first person I'm telling this, because I never posted about it on social media, that I did get COVID a couple of months ago. And it was not fun, I can guarantee you that.
Oh, no. Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm happy that you're all good now and healthy, because I know there's some long-lasting effects of that, and that's definitely not good. I don't think I've caught it, but I know there's like the whole asymptomatic thing, so I don't know. It's kind of a mystery to me. Maybe I am an asymptomatic. Maybe I've just escaped it. I'm knocking on wood currently, but it's not too late for it to catch me. So
it's a mystery. The only thing that matters is to get vaccinated, you know, and protect ourselves and everyone around us as much as we can. I think that's the most important thing. And let's really hope that this will end soon.
100%. Speaking of kind of like your plans being canceled and changed, I know, like you said, artists, performers. They had to cancel a bunch of shows, tours, so many tours canceled. But now that things are kind of, I don't want to say completely shaping up, but looking better while there's still some issues, I know there are a lot of tours set for this year and a lot of artists are kind of keeping them from what, you know, I've been seeing and I've been watching. Can fans of yours expect like any pop-up shows or performances this year that you kind of are banking on?
Well, I will be doing a few shows back home in Greece and a few more in Europe. But I think that for this year, I'm going to keep the shows close to home. I don't think I'm going to be going out on the road, you know, around the world anytime soon, because still everything is uncertain. You know, we're all in limbo waiting to see what's going to happen, if the situation is safe. And I also need to take into account, you know, my agents and producers and concert promoters who are, you know, very reluctant at the moment to book new shows because, you know, cancellation after cancellation, it gets tiring for everyone, for the fans, for my team, for everyone. So I think that I have to wait for a few more months and then we'll figure it out. But one thing I can tell you for sure is that I can't wait to be back on stage. I've missed it like crazy.
I know. And I feel so bad for, you know, all of you guys, all of you artists that this is really impacted. Like, that's your favorite thing. Yeah, the recording process is great and sharing your music. But every single artist that I've spoken to is like, man, I just want to be back on that stage, meeting fans or at least seeing my fans in person. Yeah. And there's nothing that compares to it. And as a fan, you know, of music myself, it's the same for us. We want to be at those venues watching you guys perform. And there's nothing like that for us. Like the live streams, they were great at the time. But now everyone's like, okay, I'm sick of sitting in front of my computer. It really isn't the same. It was great when we had no other option. But, you know
even though I only did one live stream, I didn't really enjoy it because there was really no connection with the audience. And that is just, you know, it takes away all the magic of being on stage. You know, if you don't have your fans, if you don't have your extended family, because I call my fans my family, they're part of my family. If I don't have them there, there's no point. There really is no point. So I cannot tell you how eager I am to go back on stage. It's, you know, I miss it terribly. I miss my people. I miss my team, my musicians, my technicians, and the fans. Above all, I miss my gorgeous fans.
I know, and I can sense it. I know how much you guys are hurting and how much you want to go back out there. And we all feel the same way. And you're right, these live streams, they're not great. I was open to it at the beginning. And then, like, after I saw a couple, I was like, it just makes it worse, I feel like. It just is like,
exactly.
Guys, this is depressing. What are we doing here? But speaking of magic and performing, I know you recently released a stunning cover of West Side Story Somewhere, and that movie just recently came out. So tell me a little bit about that. What inspired you to cover that track, and what has the response been like from fans?
Well, this song is part of my new album that's going to be out in a couple of months. And the concept of the album is to sing covers of some of the songs that I've shaped who I am. But the concept is that they're all musically very, very Greek. I've used Greek traditional instruments to show that, you know, music has no borders, has no frontiers, and certainly has no limits. Somewhere, the reason why I chose Somewhere specifically is because to me, it's the ultimate anthem of hope. You know, this incredible meaning of, you know, somehow, someday, somewhere, you and I will meet again. I don't think there's a stronger proof of hope than this song. It really is the ultimate anthem of hope. And I'm grateful to Leonard Bernstein and Sondheim for the song they wrote. I mean, I think it's just one of the most beautiful songs ever written. I sang the song at the TV special I did, which is now airing on PBS, called A Sunset in Greece, where we sang that in front of an ancient Greek temple. on the grounds of an ancient Greek temple, actually. And the magic of that moment is something that I'll never forget in my entire life.
That sounds incredible, and I'm excited to see that special. What can you tell us about it other than the fact that this track is going to be performed, and obviously it's going to be beautiful aesthetically, but what other, you know, songs can fans expect to hear, or what can they expect from the special in general?
Well, I can't tell you too much. The other single we have released is I Have a Dream, ABBA's famous song, which always gives a smile to my face. And then there's a couple more. There's Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell, and the rest, I will let you discover them. There's a cover of a Billie Eilish song, because I just love Billie Eilish. I think she's just a genius. And there's one of her songs, I'm not going to tell you which one, but I did a cover of, and I can't wait for you to discover it. It's going to be my new single coming out in a few weeks, and that's it.
Okay, good. So we got something out of you. Not everything, but we got some things. So fans can expect that. That's really cool. Now I'm thinking about what Billie Eilish song it could be. Maybe everyone should just keep guessing until you cave and tell us if it doesn't come out by then. That all sounds super exciting. Obviously, a special on PBS. It's Grease. Mm-hmm. It's your music. Amazing. Yeah. And I know you mentioned your new album that's coming out March 30th, No Armor. You spoke a little bit about covers being featured on that album. Now, is the whole album covers and kind of songs that have shaped you as an artist, or can we also expect to hear some originals?
There are some originals, actually. Some of my Greek songs that we translated in English. This whole thing started because I read somewhere, I can't remember where, but literally a year and a half ago or something, I read a phrase that said, you don't know where you go or where you're going until you know where you've been. And that triggered something in me, because it made me look back and go back to my childhood and to all these songs that made me want to sing, that, you know, inspired me to become a singer. So whether it's Summer or I Have a Dream or Both Sides Now and some of the other songs that you'll discover on the album, this is a collection of songs of unity and love, and I call it my feel good album. It's like a smoothie. You drink it and you feel better. And I think that with everything that has been going on around the world right now, we all need a little bit of peace, less aggressiveness, because everybody's so aggressive right now. I just wanted 45 minutes of quiet power, and these songs are definitely that.
Yeah, you can say that again. I'm so sick of watching these videos and TikToks of people going insane in public. And so maybe this album is what everyone needs. Guys, No Armor, you can stream it March 30th. Little calming session, perhaps. So I'm here for that. And I'm excited to hear those originals. Now, I know that, yeah, of course. And I know that, you know, you'd have a lot of artists that, you know, I've heard you speak about in the past that have shaped who you are as an artist, like I've mentioned, and kind of inspired your music, Billie Eilish being one of them. Mm-hmm. What other artists right now are you really inspired by? There are a lot of upcoming artists doing amazing things, and you have a ton of fans that not only love your music, but also love some of these artists that, you know, have inspired you. So who are those artists?
Oh my God, the list is endless. Huge artists like Barbara Streisand, of course, who I love, and Michel Legrand, who's an incredible composer that I had the chance to work with. Of course, there's guys from my generation, like Billie Eilish, like Miley Cyrus. I think she's fantastic. I think she's amazing. There's a couple of people that you may not know, like Christine and the Queens. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's from France, and she's an incredible singer. There's Pablo Alborán from Spain, who's also an amazing singer. So many people. Ariana Grande, I think she's fantastic. I think she's a great, great performer. Michael Bublé, Josh Groban. The list is truly, truly endless. Recently, I was reading Mariah Carey's autobiography, and, you know, I went back to all her first albums, and I realized that she used to be one of my favorite singers. I grew up with her music, and she's inspired me so much as well. So here's another one. George Michael was always one of my favorite guys. There's just too many people, too many incredible artists that have, you know, shaped the tapestry of who I am today. And they still do inspire me.
I love that. I think I knew all of them except for Christine and the Queen. Is that am I getting that right?
Oh, check her out. You'll love her.
Okay. I definitely want to check that out. I'm excited. I love new music, so I will check her out. But the rest of them, I'm here for it. I love them all. And I'm sure everyone can, you know, take something away from those influences and check out a new artist they may haven't heard of, which I love to put people on and, you know, have artists kind of put fans on to new music, whether it's old or newer people. So that's all amazing. Exciting. And for a last question for you, I know you said you have some performances closer to home. Obviously, this album is going to be huge. It's coming out March 30th, and everyone can look forward to that. Can fans look forward to anything else, maybe tying into the album or just in the near future coming up? I don't know if you have any visuals or anything you can tease.
Well, we have a few surprises. You know, I recently did a video for the Grammys for Global Spin. Global Spin is a series of videos of some selected international singers that they've chosen. And I did that. I filmed that performance under the Acropolis back home in Athens. And it was a huge honor for me that they chose me for that video. But I do have a few little surprises coming up in the next few months. A couple of videos, obviously the album, and I may have a, you know, another trick under my sleeve, up my sleeve.
I knew what you meant, and I knew that was coming. I did know that was coming. It was like, okay, here's what I can give you, and then mystery, which we always appreciate. I love that.
There's, you know, a couple little things, little surprises coming your way.
All right, guys, so stay tuned for that. And where is the best place for fans to stay connected with you on social media? What platforms do you like to use the most? And where can they see what you're doing lately?
Well, I only have Instagram and Facebook. I'm not a Twitter fan, and I'm not a TikTok fan yet, even though everyone around me is trying to persuade me to get on TikTok. Who knows? Maybe in the next few months I'll do that as well. But for now, find me on Instagram or Facebook, and I'm all yours.
All right. Check them out there and convince them to get on TikTok, because I think once you do, you will be obsessed. But
oh,
you know
God,
what? Maybe no. It's better to stay away. So
I think I may have to stay
crazy.
Away because I spend enough, too many hours on my phone already as it is. So if I get on TikTok,
forget
you know,
it.
Yeah,
it's over.
It's going to be my drug or something.
Yeah, I think it is for everybody. It's pretty crazy. But thank you so much, George, for coming on.
Thank
That's
you,
the team with Alessandra G.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge shout out and thank you to George for joining us today. Be sure to follow him on socials to keep up with everything he has going on. And mark your calendars for his new album, No Armor, set for release on March 30th. Thanks for listening. And remember, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.
I believe. Something good in everything I see. I believe in angels. When I know the time is right for me, I'll cross the stream. I have a dream.